Ready for something scary?
Okay!
You're in the right spot. The iScary Podcast collects spooky, creepy news stories to discuss and give you chills.
Whatever.
Just so you know, hosts discuss topics they've just learned about and have no prior knowledge. Their views are just for your entertainment.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the iScary Podcast. Joining us again, we have Darcy Pashek. Hey, Darce.
Hello, Anne. How are you doing tonight?
Fantastic. I'm so happy that I haven't scared you away yet. You're like our best guest host.
I look forward to these, to be honest. So this is all good. I think the more the merrier. Let's see what we got on for today.
That's cool. We've got a couple of interesting ones.
I like it.
All right, the first one, I'm calling it Fine Young Cannibal. So this story starts out in a South African police interrogation room.
What is that smell?
It's our suspect. Go ahead and tell her what you told me.
I'm tired of eating human flesh.
Yeah, he doesn't just smell bad. He's done some really bad things.
What? Oh my God. Goodness. Okay, did it say what part of Africa?
Why don't we just get the full news report? It might tell us everything we need to know. Sydney, take it away.
News.
Fine Young Cannibal from the Washington Post. Police arrest five people in a South African cannibalism ring thanks to an unlikely tipster, one of the cannibals. He walked into the police department and said he was tired of eating human flesh. After sitting with him in an interrogation room, they gathered all the horrific details and let their noses confirm the story. The man smelled terrible. He gave off a rancid odor. The officers followed his tip and found a home full of body parts. Quickly cracking down on the ring, they eventually apprehended five men but expected more arrests. Protesters outside the hearing shouted, "We're not KFC!" At the cannibal house, police found human ears cooking in a pot and other body parts stuffed in a suitcase.
Why?
Yeah, no. I mean, this is like insulting to, I'm sure, to South Africans, and I apologize. But, you know... I don't think this is happening
so
in New Jersey, but
yeah, this is so ludicrous. I mean, the story concept in itself of, you know, I'm tired of eating human flesh. Okay.
Hey,
is that really a reason to turn everybody in?
Oh,
you could move on and go to KFC. You're fine. Unless it's a financial thing.
Well, so you aren't complaining that this couldn't happen, that you're complaining that you don't think someone would turn in everybody in the ring just because they are sick of eating human flesh?
Right. It's, yeah, okay, I guess it's a little strange the way you put it, but yes, that is exactly what I'm saying. I think it's just, you know, you have something so out there already. I mean, yes, the storyline follows everything that's going on. I mean, it's, yeah, you're rolling right. Your eyes because it's like, what? Yeah. But. It's as believable, I think, in that, yes, I still think these things happen, but at the end of the day, the whole storyline is just, you know, it reeks of,
it reeks
like
the guy's rancid body odor.
Just, I don't know. Mm. Sorry. Is stupidity the wrong word? I just can't get over this one.
I don't know. Honestly, I would feel a little bit more if he just had bad, you know, I can't live like this anymore. I have to turn us all in to stop them. You know, maybe you could feel a little bit for him if you felt he was stopping people doing this. But no, it's because I'm just too, I can't eat it anymore.
Yeah. And then the police officer taking the report down. I mean, what kind of questioning goes back and forth? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? I'm sure it's just like, you know, yeah, this guy's on drugs. Let's put him away and forget about it. And then they probably had to investigate. And then like, he is telling the truth. This is
well. It did say that it was his smell of him made them believe him.
Yeah, but okay. Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. Okay, there's body odor, and then I guess there's
there's death odor.
Dead body odor.
I hope to never know the difference.
Yeah, same here. Same here. I just, it, you know, once again, this is one of those things that it's very horrific. Obviously, if they were eating human body parts, were like hanging around in a pot, they killed somebody. You know, I don't know how you do that and then act normal to turn yourself in. That's like a normal thing to do. Say, I can't take this anymore for whatever reason. Well, why wouldn't he be upset that they were killing people?
Right. So that's where the, I don't know, stupidity, I guess this is like, you know, literally these are, you know, I don't even know what the right word is, but definitely not right in the mind. We're back to a mental health thing. I mean,
or a cult thing, maybe, maybe that kind of wrong in the mind, just like,
so
maybe they didn't see the worst part of it. But I mean, if you have to go and eat something like that, I don't know, that should snap you out of it. If there's any sense of common sense in your body still.
And like you said, now we're talking murder. So, I mean, you don't, I know this sounds really bad, but you don't have a boiling pot of ears from one or two people. So like this goes down so many avenues.
First thing you would do, right?
No,
so you think
no.
How many people they kill. All right. So now how do you recruit for a ring of cannibalists?
How do you get somebody to try it? Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, just wondering. Weird question. You ever eat human flesh?
Try this. It's really good. Just try this soup.
It tastes like chicken.
Oh my God. People are watching this going, who are these?
I know. You can make fun of us. It's okay.
Yeah, we're good at it.
Part of me in this, I mean, I hate that, it was reported by the Washington Post. So I kind of believe it happened, obviously. But I also don't want to believe that. I mean, they are being as cavalier about human life as we are here sort of making fun of it, just because I can't quite deal with people doing this. You know, humor is where I go to on all these stories, just to protect my inner Anne.
Fragile Anne.
Yes. You know, I'm very strong on the outside, but yeah, inside I'm like, no, I just want to think it's all fiction, but I think this is true and it's horrific.
Yeah. But do you think that, I mean, again, who knows what, you know, community, city, you know, I mean, again, when you have, you know, more than one or two, or, you know, you're talking five people, like you said, how do they recruit, or how do you get like-minded people in this? I mean, in the day and age of social media and stuff, maybe, but.
Maybe there's a chat room for that. I don't know.
I'm not going to look for that one. No.
No, please don't Google it. Awful things would start coming up on your computer, that's for sure.
So where do the police go with this? I mean, do you take this down the road that, I guess they would only be ones to answer this question, but is this something that they run across, or is this a once in a lifetime? Even no matter what we're talking about across the world, is this like so out there that even, you know, they're like in disbelief too as well? Or,
well, you know? I would say yes, just because I don't see a ton of these stories. I mean, when way back Jeffrey Dahmer, they made that made a big deal that he was eating people. Yeah. It's just like sort of one of those main fundamental things that it should, you just don't do it.
So why isn't this mainstream media then? You know, you dug this up somewhere, and I'm betting a lot of people on here right now are hearing this for the first time going, no. And they're probably Googling it, right? Going, come on, right?
Follow those links.
Yeah, let's keep looking. But so why isn't this, you know, an international story? I mean, if you think of hate crimes and, you know, you think of all the things that are going on in the world with genocide and stuff. I mean, this something, I mean, is got to be more.
It's
yeah, this has got to be
bigger than I don't know. I do think, too, it's kind of sensationalist. So it's terrible to put it out there and then make some connection about where it happened and what it was. Like, that's kind of taints all those people. So in a way, I'm glad it isn't, because obviously, I just don't think you know, this isn't like Starbucks. These people don't have something on every street corner. It's not that popular. You know, it could be the very last cannibalist ring out there.
We have some really good plugs for KFC, Starbucks. What other franchises can we promote on our site?
Yeah. They'd love to be connected to this.
Absolutely.
I don't know. What is the strangest thing that anyone's ever asked you to go do that you got, maybe felt like they were recruiting you, testing you out? Anything?
Oh my goodness. Oh yeah. I was literally, okay, well, let's bring up a Starbucks. I was in a Starbucks and it's one of those ones that has like a bookstore on it. And I was looking for a book and a random stranger tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, you look like a smart young individual. Can I talk to you about something?" So obviously my mind's going to, you know, some sort of religious recruitment or whatever, but it was one of the pyramid, you know, financial schemes. And they're like, "You know, we're having a meeting tonight. You should come." And I was like, and you know what? The person was so friendly and outgoing that, I mean, I didn't say yes, but it was hard to break away from that conversation. They were one of those people, like they should be in those timeshare, you know, seats where they never let you leave until you sign on the dotted line.
But I've fallen into all those too. I sold, well, I never actually sold any, but it was like, oh, well, I did sell things in the kitchen goods. I don't want to name the company. Then there were vitamin kind of thing that, you know, there was stuff like that, that you think, oh, this sounds so great. And all you end up doing is being a consumer of the products, not really making any money off of it, right? Which I guess this is kind of similar.
And there was a connection I never seen coming.
There was a connection.
So you could do this then. That's what I'm hearing, because you did the other one. So you're
not
maybe
me.
This is, oh, okay, fair enough.
I'm just saying that yes, the pitch you got that you listened to is the same kind of pitch. And this is where I feel like many times all we are here to do is to point out weird stuff. But as a public service to everyone, to ourselves, these things exist all the time. These pitches, and you have to have something in your brain that goes ding ding ding. Watch out.
Yeah.
Beware. This could go south. I mean, how do people get into awful things? I don't know if they start out that way, or maybe they're looking for it. I mean, it's obviously that whole aspect, but I think a lot of good people can get pulled into bad things.
Well, and I agree with you, but in this particular case, if you're being stringed along to something that is somewhat hidden or has a mystery around it, but on the flip side here, we're talking about cannibalism, people. I don't care where you live or what, you know, part of the earth you're on. I got to believe everybody knows this is, you know, wrong and can't be done. So I'm back to that. How do you get five people on board, you know, and
how do you get it? I mean, yeah, they come in the door, they're out.
So, but, you know, I mean, we haven't touched this yet, but is this out of necessity?
Well, I don't know about that, but I would say that there is an element of wanting to belong to something. If you're that desperate, lonely, depressed, would it appeal to you? I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, so could we compare this? You know, we've tried on some mainstream type pyramid scheme type things, but can you compare this to anything else that you would be like, oh, I could see? Well, I guess back to the cult thing. I mean, there are cults that get people going down a road that we from the outside, and whether we're normal or not, would look at it and go, wow, how did they ever go that way? I mean, yeah.
Well, to me, the pitfalls are needing to belong to something, and someone telling you they have the answer to all your problems and you believing the pitch. So to me, that's kind of where this could go, and that's how they get you.
So was the recruitment, you know, come have a seat on my couch. There's some snacks here. Enjoy the snacks while we talk. And then midway through, oh, by the way, you're enjoying some nice finger off a gentleman that we met just yesterday. I don't know.
It was donated.
Right? Yeah. No.
It's scary. It's all around scary that somebody said, yeah, sounds fun. Sounds good to me. Obviously, five people did. So
you know,
I think you're right. They're a bit twisted. What?
So we haven't thought, you know, obviously five people, I would imagine, got convicted and went to jail.
True. I see where you're going.
Who's their cellmates? Who gets to be a cellmate with this poor individual?
Oh, I wasn't going there.
Oh, where were you going? Sorry.
I was going that usually they don't ever get all of them. You know, there's someone that goes to carry on.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But I like where you went more.
Absolutely. So what are you in for? Well, it's an interesting story. You know, where do you go from there? I mean, I don't know.
Sleep with one eye open, buddy. Oh, that's bad. Okay. All right. I don't have anything more on that one.
I think we've got this one wrapped right up. Crazy people, crazy times.
Oh, geez, man. Isn't it? Well, okay. This one you can laugh out loud at.
We do anyway, so don't worry about it.
Don't we? Yeah. This one's called Fried Towel.
Fried what?
Towel. A towel.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, our story starts when a busy mom ordered some takeout for her son.
Calm down, honey. Mommy's getting the chicken. She's just not able to cut it right now.
And yeah, it's not chicken. It's a fried towel.
Yuck.
I don't think so. Oh, these things happen all the time. I mean, you read about somebody opening up a bag of chips and there's, you know, a bug in it, or I don't know. I mean, there's all sorts of things.
True. But let's get the full story before we make up our minds. Sydney, take it away.
News.
Fried towel from the mirror. In Japan, popular food chain Jollibee's served up a surprise when a woman ordered fried chicken to be delivered to her house. When she cut into it to serve dinner to her son, she couldn't get a knife to go through the chicken. Picking it up with her hands, she tried to break off a piece, but instead, she only managed to crack it open, revealing it wasn't chicken at all. It was a deep-fried towel. Somehow, an old towel had been wadded up, dipped in batter, and fried. The Jollibee branch responsible for the mix-up was closed for 3 days to figure out what went wrong. No word yet if they'll end up putting fried towel on the menu.
Gross!
Ugh. How could that look like chicken?
I think we always tend to go back to these ones on a publicity stunt or whatever, but I mean, who knows? Maybe this is, maybe it isn't, but...
I don't know if this sounds good for the brand. I mean, I'm sorry, a whole towel. So it wasn't just like a towel. It was an old scrunched up towel. So it had to still have its form, unless someone purposely did it, which I really hope that's not true. It was an old towel sitting around that was so old and decrepit, it had been scrunched up and it had dried in that form and then fallen into the batter and went, oh, that looks like chicken.
Well,
how big was their chicken?
So you don't think it was done on purpose?
Well, yes, I would say yes, I do believe it was done on purpose.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Some disgruntled worker cursing at their monotonous job going, what can I throw in this batter that nobody, you know, I don't know. You just see something running through people's minds going, I'll get back at the company. Here you go.
They must have cameras, right? Don't all workers now in places like that have some cameras just in case there's like an accident to protect the people that own the business, that these people weren't, you know, playing around with fried oil and got burned.
Well, I have a relatable story. I'll keep names out of it, but I was hired as a summer student to do a particular task involved in somewhat food industry. And I was given no instructions or any hygienic, clothing or anything. And so I can't go into detail because I don't want it to. But ultimately, I was doing this job thinking, this can't be right. You know, somebody doesn't show me the right way to do this. And you know, then the whole word common sense comes out. I had, I think, common sense because like I questioned myself going, I know they showed me it this way, but this can't be the way to do it. So, you know, I don't know if this relates to this, but I literally had to, I don't even know how to describe it, but I literally had to do a task that I wasn't comfortable with. And afterwards I did it. I went to my supervisor and like, so here's what I did. Is this normal? So, I mean, back to this person that put this in the bag, you know, it could have been just, you know, a mind-numbing task because anything comes off a conveyor belt, you know, whatever. Like, you just process. Don't think.
Well, that's scary.
Don't question it. You got to keep a quota. And no, there's no cameras. Where I was, there was nothing, not even a hand sanitization. And I'm telling you, I was working with this product. And
food product?
Yeah. Like, I literally rolled my sleeves up and did the job. So... I get it. I mean, yeah, there's working conditions out there that you wouldn't want to see, yeah. Right? The old adage, do you really want to see them cook your food at a restaurant?
No, not unless it's like the hibachi thing right in front of you, I guess. You do. It's a leap of faith. It really is.
It is.
And I guess that's the warning here.
Humanity is a leap of faith.
Well, what's the craziest thing you've gotten that was wrong in your food?
Oh, okay. I got even a better story then. on a holiday with my wife, and we went to this small little place where it was a resort where you take a boat somewhere, but they have a hotel right there. And so we were going out to this island the next day. So we had to stay at this only resort, the only place. So we stopped there, and of course, supper time. So we go in to eat, and sure enough, my wife finds a very long hair in her food. Now, it happens. Okay, so, you know, no big, no foul, right? So we're not the type of people, you know, give us our meal for free. We're just like, hey, you know, look what we found. We didn't eat it. And, you know, okay, yeah. And they apologize. And anyway, everything's all good. So we go to sleep that night, get up in the morning. Guess where the only place to eat breakfast is?
Oh, no.
So we had to go back there with, I must add, my wife had a bit of hesitation around it, but we couldn't starve either. So, and if she does not find a second hair in her food. So now we are just not touching our food and we leave. But as we leave, we look back and out from the kitchen comes what I can only describe as a Yeti cook that had hair growing everywhere. The hair you couldn't even imagine. I couldn't describe this person if I tried to. And we got on that boat, and it is a very funny story now. But at the time,
I would have been sick.
Pretty sure my wife didn't eat for a day. Yeah.
It was bad. That's gross. Oh. So,
and I wonder, she actually watches what she eats. I'm the other type of person that just kind of.
You just eat it.
Doesn't pay attention. So what did I eat? Anyways. So that to me is a very similar or relatable.
Very relatable. Type, well.
How about you?
Well, mine would be nothing compared to that, except that, so we were staying at, it was a Vermont bed and breakfast, and they just sort of let you walk around, and we decided we were there for the evening, and then the next day we'd have breakfast there. So we had a great game room, but then before we went to bed, we decided to just walk downstairs, and it was all open to where, you know, to find out where we'd have breakfast at in that area. And we walked in, and the kitchen was right there, and you actually had to walk through it, but they had a walk-in refrigerator, and the door was open, everything was out, and it was obviously all pretty much at room temperature, and we were just like, well, this isn't healthy.
It's not good.
No, the eggs are out, the milk is out. I mean, it was just like, okay, and we creep away, and no one knew we were there. But
you didn't eat there?
In the morning, we had to, and we went down, and we looked at the offerings, and we're like, let's see, I can eat dry cereal. That's all we ate.
Potatoes. Potatoes would be fairly safe.
There weren't potatoes, but it was all the breakfast stuff, but no potatoes. But it was like milk and bacon. Oh, the bacon. Well, see, I'd be worried about the bacon too.
Yeah.
Nothing. The refrigerator door was open. Ooh. Nothing was refrigerated right. So it was one of those same things that you just said, I can't eat here because I don't want to get sick. You're on a trip.
So you're obviously smarter than I, because we went back to that place and did it twice, right? Three times, I think I would definitely own that.
Well, you have a tough stomach. I mean, it was just hair. I mean, I have such long hair. If I find hair in my food, I assume it's mine.
Right.
You know, it'd really have to be a different color, or like red, or. But I, you know, I've got highlights, so I could go for blonde, brown, black. It's all my hair.
I don't have anything, so I can't even comment.
Sorry, Dars. I wasn't trying to make fun of you.
All right. It's all good. It's all good.
Well,
I chose to do this. I have tons of hair. I just choose to shave.
Of course.
It. Yeah, that's
of
my.
Of course reasoning. You do. Of it course. Looks great. Yes. I like it. Well, guys, I think that does it for our two scary news stories. I don't know how scary some of them are. That some appeal. Well, actually, they both were scary for my stomach. They both made me a little bit queasy. Yes. We'll see what we can get you next time. I think we need some new ghost stories or something.
Excellent. Well, I'll dive into it as well. See what I can find.
Thanks, Darcy. You find the best stories, I got to say. Well, great.
So far, they're all good.
Okay,
so.
I think they are too. You know, it's nice. A variety of scariness. We don't want to give you too many bad dreams. Thanks for joining us on another episode of the iScary Podcast. Bye, Dars.
All right. Take care, Anne.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone at iScary Podcast would like to thank you, the listeners, for joining us. And thanks also to our newscaster, Sydney Story, our announcer, Zach Mercer, plus our Step Into the Story actors, Grinnell Morris, Sydney Story, Zach Mercer, and a couple IA programs, one from Speechalo and the other is Synthesis. Last but not least, we get our sound effects from Zap Splat.
Join us again, if you dare. The iScary podcast is produced by Wyatt Pashik and Anne Kimbrough. Copyright April 2021.